On a 9.6-hectare tract of land on the Texas coast south of Houston, a startup company from Florida called Alginol, in partnership with the Dow Chemical Company, plans to build more than 3,000 bioreactors starting next year. The bioreactors will grow algae that can produce ethanol fuel through a special process that involves use of carbon dioxide from nearby coal-burning power plants to promote faster growth of the algae. Alginol is already testing the process with 40 bioreactors in Florida, but the partnership with Dow and the U.S. Department of Energy on the Texas project is a major leap forward. Paul Woods is Alginol's chief executive officer.
There are very significant capabilities that Dow has that they've, you know, are bringing to bear in this process. You know, I'd say the same for the DOE. They will, you know, give us the financial ability to accelerate the process, to bring on more jobs, to have capabilities brought in from additional partners.
For Dow Chemical, the main focus will be producing material from algae that can be used to make plastics. The company currently uses natural gas for that purpose. The Alginol bioreactors also produce oxygen as a byproduct, and that can be fed into a power plant to burn coal more cleanly. Carbon dioxide produced by the power plant can be recycled back into the bioreactors to help promote more algae growth. Once the site is developed, Paul Woods says the fuel it produces will be competitive with gasoline produced from petroleum at nearby refineries.
We do not intend in any way to come to a market with fuel that's more expensive than gasoline. We, in fact, intend to come to the market with fuel that's less expensive than gasoline.
Some energy experts and environmentalists have expressed skepticism about the benefits of biofuels, especially ethanol produced from corn. But Woods notes that algae, using Alginol's patented process, produces 8 times more energy than the energy used to make it. Corn-based ethanol produces only slightly more energy than it takes to produce it. And unlike corn, algae is not grown for food. The Alginol process involves the long-term growth of algae with continual extraction of the ethanol rather than cooking material to produce alcohol, which is the most common way ethanol is made from corn, sugarcane, or waste material. Many energy experts favor the development of electric vehicles rather than a heavy investment in biofuels, but Paul Woods says that idea is limited by the batteries used to store energy, and that there is no battery currently available that can power long-haul trucks or heavy machinery.
There will always be an advantage to a liquid transportation fuel. It has a lot more energy density than a battery. It will for a long time, at least while I'm alive. And it's not just trucks and heavy machinery. It's even just an average family taking a longer trip than just a work commute. You're really going to have transportation fuels.
Biofuels are also favored by U.S. federal energy policies. The Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007 calls for increased use of biofuels in coming decades, with a goal of producing more than 136 billion liters of renewable fuels by the year 2022. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.